Jennifer showing off her 16 bathrooms, Joey finally explodes, and Melissa's just tired of being stuck in the middle. Episode 5 of Real Housewives of New Jersey recap is coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Taking a back at this one.
Always such an interesting song choice.
I wonder what Justin's doing right now. I know, right? Like, not wanting to hear the song, probably.
Probably, good point.
And then the breakdown. Yeah, so, I mean, Teresa thinks you could just puppet your man any
but it
way
controls
you want.
Emotions. Yeah. Control the emotions.
I don't understand where she gets that from.
Melissa says there's no strings attached, honey. That's what she says.
She's rolling with NSYNC. She's part of the NSYNC mafia.
She's the, like, fan club president. Yeah. Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark-Jones, and we are here to discuss episode 5 of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Lots to talk about. Things kind of come to a head. It's been really explosive all season long, but let's get to my panel.
Hey guys, Angela Garcia, back at it. Here we go.
Hey, it's Angel Saunders, and I'm happy to be with you tonight.
Yes, so we have a lot to discuss. The girls are back from Oklahoma. They, you know, are getting back into the Jersey swing of things, I guess.
Back working out.
And that's exactly where we get started, is on a trampoline with Teresa and Jennifer. You know, I've never heard of a trampoline class.
I know, I've never seen that before, but it looks fun. I'd take it if
I
found one.
See how it would be a good workout.
Yeah. I'd be afraid of, like, spraining my ankle.
Well, I actually did this one workout class where it's like you're on a surfboard, but it's moving. Uh-huh. So you have to really keep your balance.
Keep your core
tight.
Like,
exactly. Yeah. It's like a full body workout. So I understand the trampoline, but I'm totally Jennifer on this episode.
She's like,
you can like working out. I like eating.
Yeah.
She likes eating cake.
I mean, I do enjoy working out. I do enjoy trying new things, but that one kind of, like, watching stressed me out. Like, first of all, like, as a woman, you have to have the right sports bra, because you can't...
I'm not worried about that.
You're fine, but, like, everything has to be tucked in tight.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, like, those are things we have to think about, Angela. You don't have these issues.
That sounds fun to me. I'm going to jump around. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I haven't been on a trampoline in a while, so...
I know, right? Like, what? No.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's always fun to try new things. But, yeah, Jennifer's definitely having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
But Teresa says, you know, she loves Jennifer. She says, you know, she makes her life laugh. I said life. She makes her laugh and has good family values. So Teresa kind of sees her Turkish roots similar to the Italian lifestyle.
Very traditional, old style.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever.
It's a weird friendship. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know how I feel about it either, because I feel like Jennifer's kind of like a
bougie.
Yes man. Well, bougie, but just like anything Teresa says, Jennifer will be like, yeah, you're right. You know?
And I feel like their personalities are completely different. Like,
yeah. I understand the... Well, no, I actually don't understand the funny, but I do understand the tradition.
She's funny to, like, it's funny to laugh at her.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think she's funny because we see her as being so out of touch with everything.
Yeah, we're
like,
not laughing with her.
We're laughing at her. Like, yeah, we see the other ladies, like, you know, rolling their eyes, and, like, that's hilarious. But, yeah. But after the workout class, Teresa's stretching, Jennifer sitting down, and they start talking about Joey and Melissa and their whole family dynamic. And then, you know, Teresa says, or no, Jennifer says, the man is the head and the woman is the neck. The woman can control the man any which way.
Have you guys heard of that saying before?
I've heard of it before.
I have.
Okay. I'm in a relationship. I believe you're in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship, yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
Single.
Okay. Hey. Whatever. Call out a girl. Okay. But in my relationship, I know I could barely get him to pick up his laundry.
Well, no, I see. I agree with that. Because, like, let's say someone was complaining about me to my girlfriend, and she came to me, and she's like, hey, like, someone's... If she said it in, a different tone and not wasn't upset about it, then I probably wouldn't be upset about it either. Like,
really?
I understand. Like, I'm not saying that she can control, like, Joe's emotions, but if she came at it from a different angle, like...
But if it's something that's, like, been a continuous thing within this relationship with whomever is talking about you...
Yeah, like, someone's always coming at me.
Yeah, would you still... You'd get a little bit irritated,
I would get
right?
upset, but, like, she, like... I understand, like, she can calm me down for sure. Yeah. Like, if anyone's going to calm me down, it'd be her. So, okay. So, I feel like I understand in
so
a way,
so your woman
but,
is the neck.
Yeah, like, okay. she takes good care of me.
Okay, I hope she's watching.
I know, right? She's going to show this to all her friends.
I'm going to show my boyfriend so he could hear it.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
But yeah, so, and Teresa loves that concept as well.
Yeah,
so.
But she takes it to an extreme, I feel like. Like, she's, yeah. Like,
Teresa is so extra.
Yeah, like, she takes so it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Like,
she does. She truly, truly does. Yeah. And she keeps getting mad at Melissa, which is what I don't particularly understand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But we go back and we also get to meet Jackie's husband. We've met Jennifer's husband a couple episodes ago, but this is our first time meeting Jackie's husband. And his name is Evan. I think he looks you don't like him?
No, he's shaking like
his head.
He's like so bland. Like,
I think he's cute. Like
he's a nice guy, like, but he's like so bland. Like,
but we haven't got to see enough of
but
him
did
yet.
That, okay, but talking to him for like what a minute? Did
and
that
he was like this the
all?
Whole time.
No, not
what?
At all.
And legs crossed.
But
the
he
whole
seems
time.
Supportive of her and
no,
what
yeah,
she's
he seems
going
like a nice guy
through.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like. I wasn't interested.
You like the more Joe Gorga type of husband.
You don't
want
to see a spinoff.
You like
Jackie and her husband.
Okay, well we'll let him know. He needs to be a little bit more interesting.
No, he's a nice guy. If he's watching this, he's a nice guy.
But, you know, Jackie says that he's her best friend, and he gives the best advice, and I thought that was really sweet. Like, mm-hmm. when you're with somebody and you're married, obviously, like, you want to mm-hmm. be married to your best friend. So I yeah. thought that was cute. And then, you know, Jackie brings up the whole Teresa, Melissa thing also. Mm-hmm. And to her, she sees a little bit of hypocrisy with Teresa saying that Melissa could control her man. Because if that were the case, then wouldn't Teresa have kept Joe out of jail?
I cannot believe she said that.
I mean, when she first brought this up to her husband, and her husband kind of agreed with her in that regards,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, she was kind of boiling on this point. And mm-hmm. I think I was also thinking the same thing in Oklahoma, too, when...
Well, she brought it up in Oklahoma, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was brought... Or maybe she just brought it up in her
she
confessional.
She said it a couple times, yeah.
Okay.
No, I think
she made
it
a good
Melissa.
Point that everyone was teaming up on Melissa, and
yeah.
so
yeah.
that's not fair.
At the little kids thing, but we'll definitely get more into that later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was definitely a heated moment. But... we also have a lot of other heated moments on a lot of other shows that we have on AfterBuzz platform.
Yeah.
Angel, would you like to tell us more?
Yeah, because you actually can see them on YouTube. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve your television needs, but we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And get this, by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made to fit your needs. And if you think that we're going to send you pesky notifications, it's not true. They're optional. So make sure you hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know what you think. Send us a shout out. We'll thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, guys.
So subscribe up, guys.
Subscribe, like, comment, do it.
Get involved.
All. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love chatting with you. But let's jump back into it. We have Jennifer buying her kids some toys because and I like how yeah. the husband was like, what's the occasion? Mommy was away and we missed her.
Yeah.
What
did
she messed up. She left.
What did we think about this?
I was spoiled growing up.
Were
so
you?
I was like,
if your mom left, you got a toy?
I mean, even if she didn't leave sometimes, like, if she just came home one day, like,
no, yeah, that's
toy.
True.
Really? I mean, I kind of was, too, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't know why it's, like, seeing someone, because we weren't rich or anything,
yeah.
so it's, like,
a
seeing
degree,
someone
yeah.
with so much money just, like, give their kids things for no apparent reason,
yeah.
it's, like, I feel like they're gonna raise brats.
Yeah.
Maybe, but also to say that they're so rich, none of the toys really seem that over the top. Like,
yeah.
honestly, they seem like something you could get from, you know, like not a supermarket.
But like Target.
But, yeah.
But
yeah.
like, did they deserve it? I think that's the thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing my mom was always like,
yeah.
keen on. Like, if I did something good,
like,
I'd get
good
a reward.
Grades.
Yeah.
Or you cleaned your room. Or
she
whatever.
Went on vacation,
yeah.
I wasn't going to get a gift.
Like, that was like mind scratching to me, especially because she said that she came from humble beginnings herself.
Then where are these?
Yeah,
like,
are you teaching
yeah,
your children
values?
Those values?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, yeah, I get it. You worked hard, or your husband worked hard for you guys to have all these
well,
things.
She cooked.
She's got the mom job. It's a hard
occupation. The mom job is very hard. But like, how are you going to instill these, like, good, like, values in your children? I think that's what her husband was trying to get at, but she was quick to say, you're not around enough.
Where she said that if you just give them what they want, they won't whine and cry. I'm like, girl, if you don't whip them kids.
Yeah, they're going to be horrible human beings when they get older.
They're never going to learn the value of money either.
Exactly.
Like, the toy thing didn't bother me as much as when she's like, If you don't give them what they want, they're just going to keep crying. No, you make them stop.
The discipline.
You put your foot down.
Yeah, you gotta teach
them. Put them in time out. Take away their phone. Like, do something.
You can't just give them stuff because they're crying. Like,
I mean, I agree. I totally agree. But, you know, whatever.
That's how they roll.
That's how they parent. That's how they roll. They have five kids. I guess you have to bribe them.
He didn't agree whatsoever.
But she was very much like, the only time he's been alone with the kids by himself was in Oklahoma.
And that's crazy.
He has no right to say whatever he wants to say,
which
I didn't like that. Like, he's the father, too. Like, he has a right to, like,
help parent his kids. He hasn't ever been home with all five of them like, in their entire life.
There's
got to
be an exaggeration. There's no
it
way.
Has well, be, she it has to be. She did say that was no the way. Only time that she's left her kids and her husband.
Has she never gone for a store run for a couple of hours?
But I mean, for, like, an extended period of time, I guess.
She's never left for, like, one day? Like, that's gotta be exactly.
I mean, that's what she said.
I didn't say it, but I don't know how that's possible in all those years. Her oldest is 10. Well, her oldest daughter. I'm not sure about of all of the kids together.
I mean, who knows? But it was a little bit jarring for me to see her just give out toys for no apparent reason.
She's like Oprah.
Yeah.
You get a toy.
You're here,
you get this.
Yes. And then we have Melissa back at home, and she is getting ready to tell her sisters about their mystery sister. Yeah. What did we think? I actually have some thoughts, but I want to hear what you guys think.
Well, I feel like the sisters, like, I don't know if they were so, like, they were shocked, but they weren't, like, excited shocked. They were more like, whoa, like, that's heavy.
They were.
I don't think they were as emotional as I expected them to be. I also think that, you know, their emotions did come into play when they brought up their mom. And, like, if mom thinks it's okay for us to reach out to her, then we will. If mom says no, then no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of expected a little bit more of a reaction from them.
Exactly. Yeah.
More of, like, maybe tears.
Like, they were like, whoa, but, like, nothing else.
They had their wine, and they were just like, girl.
They're like, sure, if mom's okay with it, let's go find her.
And then, but I do agree with them in the fact of, like, checking in with their mom first, because, like, I mean, and this is, Melissa kind of, you know, said her dad had a colorful, you know, relationship with women.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Yeah. So, like, she kind of opened up about that, but then she got a little bit more into it when she said how emotional her mom would be with, like, him leaving so for many days. So I do think it's the right thing to check with the mom, but I also, like,
that's reopening
wounds.
Do
you even go? Like, is it that, you know, like, I don't even know if I would go to my mother.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if you're going to pursue it, you for sure have to.
But I don't know if it would be worth it to me, I guess.
Like, pursue it in general?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to know, though? I would, for sure, want to know.
But I don't know if I would want to hurt my mom. You know?
But you know what? These days, you could just look a person up on Instagram and, like, be like, oh, my sis looks fun.
Yeah.
Or I'll reach out to her. Or, oh, my sis looks boring.
Yeah, but, actually build a relationship.
Build a relationship and have, like, some type of contact with that person. I don't know if that's something that I necessarily would be interested in doing, if that means that I would have to go to my mother first. You know?
I would probably pursue it and then ask my mother, like, midway through, and if she's not okay with it, back out. Because there's no way, like, that curiosity would kill me.
And then I also just feel like it's super hard. Like, your dad's dead, so it's like, I just feel like it's a very sensitive thing to now you're opening up these wounds where you don't have any closure because you can't go to him. Like, you know, it just seems like really complicated.
And it's like reopening the whole, like, the wound of the dad being gone too. Like, you have to
revisit all that. This is all based on a medium. Yeah. Like, you have no other hunch besides some, like, crazy medium. So this could be a total hoax too. Yeah. And you're just opening a can of worms.
Someone was crying hysterically in the back.
Yeah.
Like, that could have been someone he worked with.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been the secretary at his office.
Like, it's just, this is all based off of one, like, floozy, like, medium from the Jersey Shore.
If I didn't have, like, concrete evidence, I would not bring it to my mom, because what if it was the secretary? And then it's like, oh, mom, dad might have a kid, and
it could have been whatever. Yeah. But, you know, We'll see if she pursues it.
Yeah.
Then we have Marge Senior is looking so much better. Her face
is I told you she was going to look good. I told you.
She does. She looks so cute. And, like, she says, you know, I'm not used to seeing myself look like this in the mirror. It was really sweet. And she also reveals that Danielle came over and bought her a smoothie while Marge was out of town in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. What do we think about this Danielle thing?
Well, Marge is being so mature about it. Like, even when she told her that, like, she came to visit her and brought her the smoothie, Marge was like, oh, that's so nice of her. Like,
Marge is being so mature about it. I was like, when Danielle came over and sat down and she said, why should she suffer because you're a bitch? I was like, I would have, like, been so, like, I would have said something.
Yeah, her patience is insane.
And Marge barely batted an eye.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
Her patience is insane. Right when she said that, like, you can tell she, like, kind of, like, just, like, held it in. Like, her body, like, stiffened
up. She just knows how her friend is, and she looks past her flaws.
I mean, I don't know if I could be a friend with someone like that. And plan her wedding? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that was, her patience is, like, insane.
She is.
But
a
I commend her. That's why I like Marge. Like, the way she goes about everything, like, I don't know. She's very.
Marge is kind of fun.
She's fun. I just feel like she doesn't let things, like, phase her that don't have a lot of weight.
She's very composed.
You know?
That's the word I was looking for, yeah.
Yeah, she, like, Danielle has, like, no significance in her life, so why, you know, let her affect her in that way,
I guess? And that's still her close friend, like, but she still is so composed about everything. Like, she was fighting with her close friend and still went on a full trip. And, like,
had a good time. Yeah. She wasn't like, I'm stressed because my friend doesn't like what
Dolores.
I'm doing.
Like, she had that fun with Dolores, which I thought was, you know, fabulous as well.
Yeah.
But then we, Danielle closed the whole scene with, post pics with her and I will cut a bitch. So, Danielle's also so she's very well making it
childish.
Known. Don't, I'm a child. Don't mess with me. Then we're going back to Teresa. He got some eye surgery for his cataracts. So he couldn't see out of one eye.
But he still wanted to take shots.
Glasses. I thought that was so cute.
He was ready for some wine, but Joe had to go to work.
He looked so sad, too. And Joe's like, I gotta go. He's like,
No wine?
Right. No wine with my son.
But yeah, so Joe comes and visits him on, like, a lunch break or in between or whatever. He takes time out of his busy schedule to see his dad.
Unappreciated again.
Takes a shot. In the middle of the day, I wish I had a job where I could take a shot
and just go right back.
Go back to work.
I had a shot before this.
Did you?
You didn't bring any?
You prostitute. That's our table flipping moment. Yeah. No.
She called you a prostitution.
You're not, I promise. But yeah, so Teresa's dad and Joe, they take a shot, they have a good time, you know, he checks in on him, and then Joe wants to talk to Teresa before he has to go back to work. I mean, it's just it just feels like a broken record.
Yeah,
you know,
it's the same
is
thing
this
we
the
hear.
Storyline for the whole season?
Yeah,
for
Joe
every
didn't come over for dinner.
Yeah,
shut up, Teresa.
It's just like, and then she had the audacity to be even upset that he stopped in the middle of the day to say hello and had to leave and go back to work.
Yeah,
I know.
It's like, okay, you're not coming over for dinner, so he comes when he can.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not staying long enough.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And he even said the point that, like, the dad used to work all the time, even missed his football games. Like, you have to do what you got to do for your family.
When you have three kids, and, like, I didn't realize, I was going through Melissa's Instagram a couple days ago, like, both boys are in wrestling.
You got to pay for
Melania,
those classes.
Or not Melania.
She's
but
got...
The daughter's in cheer.
Melania's for Teresa.
Antonia's in cheer. She's, like, in a big cheer club. Like, their kids are all busy in sports. Melissa owns a store. And then Teresa had the audacity to say, well, you go out to dinner with your wife on weekends. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm so
can they
sorry
not have
date
a date night?
Night?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and sorry, I'm with my wife.
Yeah, to
what?
Me, it was like, she's jealous.
Yeah.
I feel like it comes down to jealousy.
And maybe if her husband was home, then she would have something
things.
Else
she
to
would
do.
Have more
oh, she
of a
would
balance.
Still be complaining, though.
You think so?
Yeah, she would still be complaining because it's not involving her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She loves to throw it on everyone else. It's Joey's fault. Like, if it was involving her, it'd be completely different.
Yeah. Well, she did not like when she brought up the dinner thing with Melissa, and that's when he just flipped out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like he was, you know, a little bit... He had the right to get upset, but it's just like, don't.
Yeah, just you know? Walk off because she's annoying.
If he had Margaret's patience, he'd be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, he would be fine.
That would get on some reasons. You know what? Sometimes the best thing that you could do to get on someone's nerves is just say, okay.
Walk
yeah,
away.
Just turn the other cheek.
That
yeah.
is so true.
Yeah.
Like when you like, send I know, that K-text.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I hate that, but I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah. Just sent that K with a period.
Because it shows that they're not bothering you. And then yeah. they're like, why am I not bothering this person?
Yeah. yeah. I mean, it was...
and Joey, like, he shakes the table.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I totally think that he was in... I agree with him for being upset, but I think that he could have totally just gone about it the yeah. different way.
Well, he's tempered. He's so
he's
tempered.
Very tempered. And yeah. Melissa said he's going to blow up. He's going to blow
she
up.
She gave
and,
that warning.
And he did yeah. blow up. But... Teresa's blaming Melissa for it because the woman controls the neck.
You gotta control the emotions.
Yeah, that's
why. Control the emotions of your man.
Control
that's why
emotions.
The other Joe isn't there.
When you're not even around, you must control him, you know, telepathically or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
So extreme.
So extreme. So then Dolores, Teresa goes to Dolores's. Dolores is, you know, spending more time with her mom because her kids are gone. And so Teresa comes over. They're cooking lunch or something. Mm-hmm. And Teresa tells her about how Joe flipped out. And how Joe mentioned the mom going away, or them going away for the mom's anniversary. And Dolores now is upset
yeah.
that she's somehow involved
yeah.
because she shouldn't be involved, even though she was talking the
Teresa
whole time about
threw
it in
her
Oklahoma.
Under the bus.
Yeah, that's what
Teresa
I'm gonna say.
Did throw
she
her
said
under the
Melissa
bus.
Said that, oh, like, why'd you tell your husband I said this and that? But Teresa, like, he goes,
when,
oh, Teresa said this. And she goes, no, Dolores said this.
Yeah, yeah, when she was talking with Joe.
Yeah, she threw her under the bus.
She did totally throw her under the bus. But then I hated.
I would have
been annoyed too because, well, but she did. She went to Dolores and said that it was Melissa that threw her
that's
under
what I'm
this.
Saying,
yeah.
yeah.
But. I lost my train of thought.
Well, one thing about that episode that I noticed right off the bat, they had the dog on the countertops and was like feeding it and. I don't know. They were about to cook lunch, and I was like, get that dog off the countertops. But,
if yeah. I run around, my boyfriend will let my dog be all over our apartment. So I see how that could happen. He basically runs our apartment, our dog.
Sorry, you gotta let the pups eat, too.
Yeah.
They gotta eat
on
somehow.
The
they
floor.
Are family.
They gotta eat somehow.
But yeah, I just didn't like how Dolores got upset that now she's involved in it when she was the one that she interjected herself in the thing in Oklahoma. So you can't be mad that you're now involved
yeah.
when you put yourself in the mix to
and
begin with.
And her friend is the one who put her back in the mix
yeah.
after.
Yeah.
Like,
and you say, I'm family too. And now that you're involved in this big family argument, you don't want to be, you know, like, it's just yeah. like, come on.
But
yeah.
it's also you know? Like, all the girls pretty much had something to say. Not just
everyone
Dolores.
Does.
Yeah.
Well, because they do it in front of everybody.
Yeah, so you have no choice. If we're sitting here, we're engaging.
Yeah.
If everyone's arguing
like what,
about
yeah,
topic.
What are they supposed to do? Just sit and be silent and just watch? You
the
know,
producers
it's like,
would hate them.
Yeah. If you bring up something like this so sensitive that you know is a strictly a family matter in front of people, like you are opening the door for
yeah.
other people to get involved. And you can't be mad when those people do get involved.
And
yeah.
it's
you
brought
know?
Up every time they're together. Like,
yeah.
It's the only topic they talk about sometimes.
It's draining.
Get up and leave.
Yeah,
if you were,
if I
if
would
you're
just like sitting there, yeah, if I was a friend, I would.
Oh, I would egg it
then
on.
You'd have to walk away. You'd have to walk away every time you were
I
egg
would
it on.
Like, yeah. yeah, I'd be like, no, you said that. No, I would definitely. Like, if you're going to talk about it in front of me, I'm going to have some fun with it.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
I'd pick a side and just go at Teresa.
Yeah,
that's what
you
I would
have
do.
To do that.
Make stuff up.
Yeah. You know what she said?
Uh-huh.
When no one was
just,
around?
Yeah, just make it up off the top of my head.
Yeah,
yeah might as well. Honestly, they're going to do it anyways.
Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's what it is. So everything spills over, trickles over into Jennifer's party. But first, we have Jennifer's mom helping with a beautiful Turkish meal.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very yummy.
Yeah.
Lots of
it does
food.
Look good.
It looks
all
very
the
good. All the hummus.
I was just
that
they had to get the tour before they ate because I'm just such like a person who loves food. I'm like, why are they waiting?
You would have taken a plate with you.
Or just like, I don't know. The food
I
just
feel like
way
if I would have eaten, I wouldn't have gone up to go
yeah,
around the house.
Because it's
house
such a huge
big.
House.
The house
is such a huge house.
Or you could have worked off all the food that you ate
and go back
and go back. back and eat more.
True. So many options.
That house was insane.
It was like, insane.
I've never seen anything like
so it. I loved when Marge walked in and said, oh, I love the Bellagio.
I know. Kind of felt like she was taking digs.
She was taking digs, but I mean, let's be real. The backyard was gorgeous. They had a culture room for when they have their Turkish friends over, I assume.
Yeah, and someone takes her daughter's hand in marriage.
Yeah, I've seen living rooms not as grand as that.
It's like the family room.
Yeah, like, there's like a formal dining room, and then there's a family room.
Yeah, the room no one goes and sits in.
Or
unless,
the one
like,
that's only for holidays.
Yeah, that's what it was. But it was, you know, very beautifully decorated.
Yeah.
Or gaudy. It was not some of my taste.
Just
but
it wasn't my taste at all, but you could tell they spent money.
They had a basement with four bathrooms, a gym, staff hallway, indoor basketball court, home theater, indoor basketball court to go with their outdoor basketball court.
Because it gets cold.
And a sauna.
Sometimes it might be windy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's snowing. Blow. Yeah, you have to do it inside. and then she also said, you guys, you know what, though? I'm very practical when it comes to like the decor and stuff.
None of that was practical.
I have family values and I'm practical.
Yeah, I'm practical.
I need four bathrooms in my basement.
I went to Chinatown. The chandeliers were too expensive. So I said, you know what? I'm going to fly to China and buy cheaper ones. I mean, I'm sorry.
Right. Are there no, like, furniture stores in New Jersey or where does she live?
Or how about we shop online? Like, what?
That too. How about the flight to China? It's probably going
to
cost
the
that.
The flight to China
way
to stay
long.
Up in China.
Was she serious, though?
She was so serious.
Yeah, for sure like, she's serious.
She's got 16 bathrooms.
She's got to have those.
Yeah, you know she's serious if she's got 16 bathrooms.
You've got to have those real chandeliers.
I mean, like, that was one of the things that, like, you really, girl, you really think you're practical.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, all this is practical.
Everything she says sometimes is so outrageous.
It's just so over her head, you know? It's a little bit.
I wonder how she feels watching this.
Yeah. You know what, though? When Melissa was like, I know how she felt, because when we first got into a lot of money, like, I was into all these materialistic things. Like, yeah, maybe she'll see this and be like, you know what? This is a little much.
Because I think she's been married to her husband for about 15 years now. So when is it going to stop? But you know what? Jennifer and Jackie are on Watch What Happens Live tonight. So maybe when they play some of this back.
Yeah, we'll see what she has to say. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to that.
I feel like the way Melissa was doing it is not what Jennifer's
doing. Oh, no, not
Jennifer's
at all.
Like to a whole nother level. So
and then
I feel
I'm like, I know it's Jersey and like the price of living is a lot less expensive than out here in LA. But like, how much money is her husband really making? To be able to build a home
that big. Plastic surgery, you make a lot.
Yeah, it looks like he's making a lot of money.
Like, golly.
Let's book an appointment.
Yeah, let's get a consultation. Let's call him up, right?
He's got to
get something done.
He's got to be a baller. There's no way.
I mean, I guess so. With a house like that, it just makes me wonder if they're, like, living beyond their means.
Yeah.
Or do you think it's real? Because a lot of reality TV shows, like, some houses are rented.
It's just, like, I feel maybe they're... I mean, she's new, so maybe she's trying to like make it seem a lot more grand.
Yeah,
and you know, maybe she doesn't have all the, or maybe she wouldn't have lived, or like whatever. But like, it makes me wonder, like, what is this really who you are? Yeah, or are you doing a little bit more?
Yeah,
I don't know. But so the ladies finally get their food, and they're sitting around the table, and Melissa and Jackie decide to go leave and check on the children, who also, who was watching the kids the whole time? I think I saw, a random guy or something.
Yeah, they probably hired nannies.
Yeah.
But that was too many kids for one person.
Yeah,
like,
15
I
children
quit.
That don't know you? I mean, like,
and they
know.
They were so loud. They were running around, jumping, sweating.
Yeah, they were distracted. Yeah. They were distracted with the jumper.
I would have quit.
I did not sign up for so Melissa and Jackie excuse themselves, so that gives, you know, Teresa the opportunity to talk about Melissa when she's not there. What's her face? Jennifer talks and asks, you know, have you seen your brother? Teresa, you know, explains Joey got upset. He blew up like Melissa said he would, and she could have controlled it. Blah, 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 blah. Blaming Melissa, blaming Melissa, blaming Melissa. And then Dolores gets involved and says, you know what, like, she also threw me in the mix and threw me under the bus, which we know wasn't true.
Yeah,
but
completely wrong.
When Melissa and Jackie return, the first thing Dolores says was, is your husband mad at me?
Yeah,
that was awkward.
Then that just like opens the floodgates. Dang. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was already weird that like Melissa was getting up to leave with Jackie. I knew it was to gossip. Yeah. They had to leave to like gossip.
She didn't
want to
sit there with them. Yeah. Like Jackie's her buddy. She's like, y'all not leaving me.
Exactly. She was going to start like a little gossip and then came back into even bigger gossip.
Yeah, you kind of knew that was going to happen. And you know, Melissa tries to explain herself as to like, no, he's not mad at you. But I mean, it all just kind of comes to a head, and it's Dolores and Teresa against Melissa, and they're just going at her with like, you know, it's your fault. Do you try to explain it from Teresa's perspective? You need to control him better, like all these different things. And Melissa's just like, look, of course I go and tell my husband what happened on the trip. You told me to tell him. You told me to control him.
And they showed the flashbacks.
Yeah. And, you know, he also is telling me to tell you things. So it's like, I don't want to be involved anymore. And I don't get why it's so hard for them to understand.
She said that so many times.
She's not the person that you guys need to talk to.
She said it in Oklahoma. Yeah. She said it plenty of times. She does not want to be involved.
Like, X me out.
Yeah. You know? Brother and sister. Brother and sister talk.
It is. And so a lot of this is going on. They keep going at Melissa. And then that just leads us to our table flipping moment of the night with our girl, Jackie.
Prostitution whore. You are f***ing gay 19 times.
You f***ing
bitch.
The
puck. It's iconic.
She doesn't just flip. She pushes it towards her.
You
Tina's face, like, Dina's so cool. Good. I love Tina. She was the best. I miss her. So, yeah, Jackie gets involved. She butts in, and she sticks up for her pal. What do you guys think?
I love that. Yeah. She's barely even met Melissa, and she's, like, so loyal to her already. I love that.
Because right is right and wrong is wrong.
I agree.
And you guys just keep on going at Melissa for no reason. Well, it's not valid at all. And, like, we're tired of it.
I agree. Yeah. I think she was totally right with just saying, you know what, like, it's you two against her.
Yeah.
I would have done the same. We all would have done the same thing if it were our husbands and we were talking to them. Like, give her a break.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Not fair to Melissa.
It's not fair to Melissa. And then she says to Teresa, do you think if you could control your husband, he'd be in jail right now?
Yeah, she's kind of aggressive.
You see the eyes
kind of
just like...
And you can see
like,
the face she's making in that clip.
I saw that
back.
Face. I saw that
the
face.
The veins in the neck, the whole anger.
And she composed herself. She went back to yoga, Teresa, a little
because
bit.
Because her kid was coming
Namaste.
Out.
Namaste. Yeah, but then Melania came out, and then it just, you know, Melania saved Jackie. Which
this isn't
Melania
over, though.
Probably heard them fussing and was like, I'm so tired of my mom doing this all the time.
Well, you know, it did seem like, you know, well, I've never done this, but you know when, like, you're on a date and, like, you tell your friend to call when, like, and, you know, it's like a blind date and you say, call me. And
so you're ready. Because she came on a phone.
She did. She's like, I need to go. So it felt like she, like knew.
Teresa's like,
babe, come get me.
She was probably like, Melania, things get loud. Just come in and say, you need to go. Like, they left.
Yeah, because it was perfect timing. It was, like, right in the middle of the argument.
It felt like, it felt. Set up. But yeah, I was all about Jackie standing up to Teresa and standing up for Melissa.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect. I mean, Jackie didn't like need to do that at all. Like,
no.
She has no like reason to hop in there.
Not
like,
at all.
And I feel like Melissa probably could have handled it herself, but it was just to the point where she was so tired of saying the same thing over and over again that it's like, all right, what else do I say? Like,
And like, like you guys are saying, like, it's not even she was even that close with Melissa, but like if you're a bystander and you see someone getting bullied or something, like, you're going to hop in and help.
And then
like,
I think, too, once she jumped in, finally you hear Marge kind of getting into it, too, where she like is like, yeah, you're
right. I wonder what took Marge so long.
I think she just doesn't want to get involved. Yeah. But it is like, you know, this is your friend, and it was hard seeing Melissa getting ganged up on for like the first half of that argument, you know. But yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into our news and gossip.
All right, well, Teresa is
TV news.
Let's go, Angel. You tell us.
Well, Teresa is actually saying that she does not enjoy being on the show. And I think that that's so weird that she would speak out about that, only because how many times do people say that openly about their employer. Like, have you ever gone to work and said, I hate being here? Like, how does that work?
I mean, I agree. I don't think she hates being on the show.
Yeah.
I think she loves the attention.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's so full of it with that comment.
Yeah, for sure. It's publicity stunt right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she did go a little bit more in depth with it and said that the reason is because, I guess when it comes to family issues, it's putting your business out there. And I could kind of understand that. Nobody wants their skeletons, you know, just aired out for the whole world. But you still don't go into work and say, hey, you guys, I hate this place.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it gets people buzzing. It keeps people talking. Yeah. But I do understand the family aspect of it, especially now that or they've been on it for a while, but Melissa and Joe are on it. Like, I know she was very upset. I was actually listening to a podcast, and they talked about, she was saying how she had no idea, she was completely blindsided that Melissa and Kathy were joining the cast, and she was super upset that they hadn't told her that they were interviewing, like, the whole process. And their reasoning for it was that, you know, they said we couldn't talk to anybody about this whole process. Like, we had to keep it a secret.
Reactions.
You know, and so, but she was angry that, you know, they went about it in that way. So I understand, like, your family being involved in it and, like, seeing, like, with her parents and stuff, seeing her and Joey fight and whatnot.
Yeah.
But she doesn't hate being on the show.
Yeah, she loves it. That's how she makes her money. I'm sure she gets a lot of free stuff from it. Yeah. She gets invited everywhere.
She loves it. She would never leave.
Yeah.
But speaking of Kathy and her sister Rosie, last week Melissa Gorga was on Watch What Happens Live. You guys remember good old Kathy and Rosie. Next one. No. Yeah. Look at them. So cute. Having a good time.
They were so funny.
I loved Rosie.
They were so funny.
She was fabulous. But you know what? Melissa says they no longer speak. Yeah.
Melissa, Rosie, and Kathy
no longer speak to one another. Yeah. She said that once Rosie and Kathy were axed from the show, they felt like Melissa could have done a lot more to keep them on the show.
It's just Melissa's fault.
Everything is Melissa's fault. Everything is Melissa's fault.
Doesn't catch a break.
No, she doesn't. So they blame her. And Melissa on Watch What Happens explained, you know, obviously I don't choose who is a castmate and who's not a castmate, but they didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be upset with
her. No, I don't think that's
so much so to lose a family relationship.
And close friends, like, like Rich and Joe were like so close.
Yeah.
Like,
they were, their scenes together were so much fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's not a valid reason to stop talking to family.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of student loans and I think it's Melissa's fault. Basically.
Melissa. Pay Angel student loans.
Exactly.
Come on, girl. You know what's up.
So tired of this.
But we also, next up, we have Jackie. Jackie was on a Bravo podcast, I think, last week. And she's really cute, you guys. I really enjoyed her. I would suggest taking a
she's
listen.
She's super cool. I like Jackie.
Yeah.
She's got 2 degrees, right?
She's got 2 degrees. Mm-hmm. She's a mom blogger.
She's a badass. She's got it going.
She has a lot going on. She talks a little bit more about her husband and how he supported her coming onto
the one
the
that
show.
Angela doesn't like.
Someone that Angela
doesn't
like.
Don't listen to them.
He doesn't like him for being such a great guy. We know Angela. They're horrible. But she also gets into a little bit of detail that she actually watched the show from season one. So she knew everything going on, all the storylines, all the characters and whatnot. And her least favorite was Teresa.
Interesting.
Ooh. Yeah, she did not like Teresa.
She's been waiting for that Turkish delight.
She's been saving that out of her back pocket. She didn't like Teresa, and she said that she felt like Teresa was basically a bully. And, however, she feels that her going to jail changed her for the better. And that
I agree with that too.
And she's been seeing a different side of Teresa that she wasn't seeing before. And although they don't talk every day or they're not like best pals or whatever, she said that she feels if she needed Teresa, she could call her and Teresa would be there for her.
Oh, that's good.
And vice versa.
I wouldn't see that.
I wouldn't see that either. So I was very surprised when I heard her say that.
Does Teresa know that?
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought. But, you know, who knows? Maybe things are on the up and up.
Yeah, that's good.
In the next couple of episodes. But, yeah, we'll see. Angela, you have some news for us, too.
I do. So all this stuff that Melissa's going through is making her want to move.
Oh.
Their house is on the market, and they're thinking about moving to California, which is weird. And she might be going into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I would would live for that.
That'd be crazy.
I would actually.
She says she's
really
friends
like...
with them already, like, so it wouldn't
so
be
she
weird.
She would
for
fit her. In.
I see that. Yeah. You know, she was actually at Lisa Vanderpump's dog charity like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. But
maybe,
I mean,
were they filming?
They weren't. Well, you know what? They Beverly
they were
Hills
for
have
the next
been
season for
well,
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills has been having issues with Lisa Vanderpump, and she has possibly rumored that she might not be returning.
Yeah, that's what it says. It says she might replace her.
Yeah. I would be all for it. Like, there has not
been
a...
That's an interesting dynamic, though.
It is.
That's an interesting dynamic.
Well, do you guys watch Orange County?
I do. I like Orange County.
So, you know, like, Gina from Long Island and Orange County would be like Melissa from Jersey.
No, but the Orange County girls are different from the Beverly Hills girls.
I mean, they're a lot more bougie.
Yeah, it's different dynamic.
Yeah, I would live for it. I would actually really, I would love to see Joey Gorga in Beverly Hills.
Hanging out with
a... With a small dog.
I want him to get, like, one of those palm tree shirts that have, like, a Hawaiian print all over.
Yeah, just Joey, like, at a pool, like, it's like, meaty body, like,
just
hanging out.
That'd be nice.
Having a pina colada.
That's what I want to see. Do it, guys. Do it. Mm-hmm. I would love that. Love that. Yeah, we had a lot of news to catch up on, so I'm glad we did. But let's jump into our predictions.
And now,
the best part.
Predictions. All right, who wants to kick these off?
Well,
you take it?
Sure. I think that on the next episode, we are for sure going to see Jackie and Teresa go at
That's
it.
What
we
I was
already
say.
Saw a little preview of it with the teaser for next week, where Joey's saying that Teresa probably has a voodoo doll.
Oh, yeah.
But Teresa's not done. Melania, was that Melania? Yeah, Melania saved
Jackie.
That. But Jackie is tough. So
I don't know, maybe Teresa met her match.
I wish I knew how to snap. My fingers don't work, but I was like, when Jackie said that, I was like, you go, girl.
We all were like,
I know.
We were like giddy. Like, yes. I know. Yes. Angela,
that's
what
I was going to say. Yeah. This fight is going to explode.
Yeah.
It's going to get crazy on Jackie and Teresa and Joe and Teresa.
Yeah.
Everyone against Teresa. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I like it, though.
I like it too. Well, Jennifer's on Teresa's side, and so is Dolores. So she has
Jackie.
Yeah. So my prediction, I totally agree with the both of you. I think this is just only the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think this is a season-long storyline, which is a little bit exhausting, but we'll deal.
It's fun.
Yeah, but the other one is our other crazy Danielle. I am living for these Danielle moments. We don't get a lot of her, but we get
it's
just
rare.
Enough.
Yeah, just
you
a
know,
dish.
To where it's just like, ooh, girl. So I think we're gonna have a lot more of that, especially with the wedding.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, and it looks like Marge finally like snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see how the tables turn with that, and how that changes her relationship with Dolores. Like, we already see things going well with her and Dolores, but maybe if it makes it better that now they have a common enemy, I don't know. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But I think this is a really good season. We're 5 episodes in. We've already had several fights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Trampolines,
I like it.
Moon bounce houses inside.
Friendships forming. Yeah.
I'm really into this Teresa fight. See, the Danielle part of the show is not really interesting to me.
Because,
she was old news already.
You think so? I mean, she's definitely trying to keep herself relevant.
Yeah, that's
for
what I'm
anyway, she can. For sure. I loved how she came into Dolores' house and was like, I can't eat. I can't eat gluten.
Yeah,
are these dairy free?
I had a gluten friendly pancake the other day. I did not enjoy it.
No.
It's just like batter and dry.
This is Angel's her intro to LA. She also had avocado toast the other day.
That actually I actually made like two. Well, there were the two slices, and then I had another two slices, and an organic juice blend.
Teresa would love that meal.
Yeah,
she could do that. Or maybe she can't do bread. I don't know.
No, she can do bread. Get whole wheat. Did you eat whole wheat bread?
It was like grain.
Oh yeah, you could do that.
And maybe she would just have the avocado.
Such an Angelino. Yeah. I love it. You're coming into our world.
Yeah, I like
that.
Yes. You got to go to Earth Cafe now.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Haven't been there.
Yeah, you gotta try it. All right, guys, that was so much fun. We'll see you next week. I am Chelsea Stark-Jones. You can catch me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and everything else that I'm doing at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
Guys, I'm Angelo Garcia. You can catch me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
And I'm Angel Saunders. I'm on Instagram at Angel Saunders.
All right, guys, thank you, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.